All right, so this week we are going to conclude SQL and we are also going to study a little bit of relational algebra on Friday. Some of you might have seen we have assignment 2 already on the blackboard. Unfortunately, yesterday when it was uploaded, there was no submission instruction. Thanks to the mail from one of your classmates, you need to submit a PDF file containing the SQL statement for every question along with the screenshot of the result. So you don't need to take the full screen, maybe the part where the result is shown. So it's up to you. The submission date is 24th of September, as usual, Sunday till midnight. So today we are going to start subqueries. Yeah? Yes. For every question, whatever SQL statement you have written, and when you execute it, whatever is the result, I need the screenshot. Alright, so today we are going to study a little bit of subqueries. So let's understand what is subqueries and what are the different kind of subqueries and what are the operators we use for different kind of subqueries. So basically, a subquery is a select statement embedded in a clause of another SQL statement. So some of the questions are like that. That we need to write two select statement and result of one of the select statement is substituted in another select statement. Like in this case, you can see this is our main query and this is our subquery or inner query. This will be executed first and the result of this will be substituted in the where clause of the main query. So let's see. Which example or what kind of questions do we need these subqueries? For example, we need to answer who has a salary greater than some employee with the name, first name, Abel. So first of all, we need to know what is the salary of Abel and that will be our subquery. So we will write a select statement. Select salary from employees. You all are, I think, now well versed with how our employees table look like. So both of these main query and the subquery both will get the data from the employees table. But first of all, we need to know what is the salary of Abel. So we will write the inner query. What it will be? How can we know the salary of Abel? Yeah. Yes, so we are selecting just the salary from employees table where the name is equal to, you can say like or you can say equal to with quotes Abel. And once we know that, we are going to substitute this value in the outer query. And how our outer query will look like? We want to know the details of the employees who have salary greater than Abel. So outer query will be select star or maybe the last name, employee ID and other details from employees where salary is greater than. And then there will be the inner query. Let's see how it will look like. So this will be our query. So inside we are writing what is the salary of Abel, where last name is this. And suppose if it gives a value 11,000 or whatever, that will be substituted here and then the outer query will be executed. So we have the select last name from employees where salary greater than 11,000. This is the simple queries we have written so far, that we don't have any inner query. So we usually know the value here, but if we don't know the value on the right hand side, then we are using a inner query or subquery to calculate that value. It will be executed first and it will be substituted in the outer query. Is that clear? So these are some of the guidelines for using subqueries. Enclose the subqueries in parentheses. It is always placed on the right hand side of the comparison condition. And there are different type of results which can we get from the subquery. It can be a single value. It can be multiple values. That means multiple rows are returning from the inner query. Or sometimes multiple columns as well as multiple rows are returning from the inner query or the subquery. And in those cases, we need to use different type of operators. So far, the example we have seen is the simplest one, because in that case, the inner query is returning us a single value. And in that case, we can use here equal to, greater than, less than, and those kind of symbols. But if the inner query is returning more than one value, more than one row, or maybe multiple columns and multiple rows, then we cannot use these operators here because they cannot compare. And in that case, we need to use different operators, and we will study that as well. So there are two different types of subqueries. The one which returns a single value, we call it single row subquery because it returns a single row. Or there are multiple row, multiple column subquery where the inner query returns more than one value or more than one column. So if the inner query is returning a single value, in that case we can use these operators equal to, greater than equal to, less than. We have seen these operators before. Now, can you try to work on this? Display the employees, all the details, or maybe just the last name, whose job ID is same as that of employee 141. So first of all, in the inner subquery, you need to know what is the job ID of employee 141. And that you will replace in the outer query. Please try to write. If you have computer on that, if you have papers, you can write there. First, try to write the inner query, the subquery, and then write the outer query. So first of all, you need to know what is the job ID of employee with employee ID 141, and then substitute that value in the outer query. Anyone finished already? Yes. Now you are sitting third in your row. Coming out of there will be difficult. Do you want to take that trouble? Okay, if somebody else raised the hand. Okay, anyone who can write the subquery, and then somebody else can write the outer query. Anyone else? Don't worry, even if it is wrong, it doesn't matter. At least you tried. Anyone else? Anyone? Please volunteer, otherwise I'll choose. If you want to help your friends, please volunteer. Anyone who can write the subquery? It's a simple select statement. Forget about the whole. Just anyone who can write the subquery. Is it too difficult, or is it about coming here? Anyone wants to write? Okay. No one wants to? Okay. Okay, but it's just all your classmates and me only. There is not many people here. You may have to give a presentation in front of total strangers maybe one day. Thank you. No, that will be a very strong statement. But
I'm not sure about the column names, but
it's okay. It's okay. Can you first write the inner query?
Yeah.
Yes, job underscore ID.
From employees?
Yes. Yeah, you just write, it doesn't matter, I'll correct it. You were writing correct. You were writing correct. Yes, but you need to then give a new name. You need to first write the full name. Employee underscore ID. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. So this is the subquery. It will give you the job ID of employee with employee ID 141. And then we are going to substitute it because we are looking for job ID which is same. So you can say so you can first work on the inner query and then substitute the value in the outer query and this will be the result. And result is here as well. Okay, so we have multiple conditions just like we had before. We saw the right hand side of those conditions can be both subqueries. Like in this case, what this is doing, this is basically finding the details of employees whose job ID is same as employee 141, which we just did, and whose salary is greater than employee with employee ID 143. So we are finding first, you can see here, we are finding the salary of the employee whose ID is 143 in one of the inner query. And we are also finding the job ID of employee with employee ID 141. And we have two conditions. And here we have equal to because we are looking for employees whose job ID is same as employee 141 and whose salary is greater than employee 143. So this is the way we can write the multiple conditions, and each one of these conditions may have subquery on the right hand side. It's possible. List employees who receive lowest salary. Look here, we have used the group function. So first of all, we need to know what is the lowest salary from all the employees, and then we are substituting that value and we are finding the details of the employees whose salary is same as the minimum salary. So this is the way we can write the subqueries. Now you all know the group by clause, right? And you know all know how to retrieve only some selected groups, not all the groups. So here what we are doing, we are trying to find all the departments, all the employees, all the departments from the employee table where the minimum salary of an employee working in that department is greater than the minimum salary of department number 50. So first of all, we need to find what is the minimum salary in the department number 50, which is our inner query, and whatever is the result will be substituted here. And then here we are grouping by department ID, and then we are only selecting those groups where the minimum salary from here is greater than this value. Do you want me to make here everything that how it will work, or is it clear to you? Okay. So I'll not fill the whole table. I'm just trying to show with some examples. So the first inner query, how it will return? We are selecting the minimum salary from employees where department ID is 50. So it will only select the rows where department ID is 50, and it will calculate the minimum salary out of these two rows. And suppose that is 22,000 in this example case. So this will be 22,000, and we are looking for all the value greater than 22,000. So the inner query will only consider the last two rows or the rows where department number is 50. Now what the outer query is doing, it is grouping the employee table, the whole employee table, according to group ID, because see the group by function where we are grouping according to the department ID. So if this is the data, then three groups will be created according to the same value of the department ID. So this will be one group, and this will be another group, and this will be another group. And what we are printing? We are printing the department ID and minimum salary. So let's see. If we don't have the having clause, so without having clause, what will be the result of this grouping? Department ID, and we have minimum salary. So if there is no having clause and we are just doing the group by function, in that case we will have three values here for this data. So this will be the result if there is no having clause. We are just grouping and finding the minimum salary. Now we are adding one more thing, that just return those departments from this result where the minimum salary is greater than whatever is the value coming from the inner subquery. So it will check for every group, will this value greater than the inner query value, because it will only return you the group because you have put having clause which is used by with group by. So it will only return those groups where the value is greater than the value which is returned from the inner query. So it will check whether this minimum salary is greater than this. No. So this result will not be returned in the final result. And then it will check whether this is greater than this value. Yes. So this will be returned. And it will also check for group 50 because it is making the group for all of them. But is this value greater than this value? No. So this will not return. So finally, we will only have this result in the final result. Is that clear how it is executed? So basically, we are grouping and then we are forcing only those groups to be returned where the value is greater than whatever is returned from the inner query. Yes. No. The outer query with the group by the where will not work. It will give you an error. You can use where before the group by clause. But in that case, let's suppose if you write like this. Select. Everything is same from, I am just writing the outer query. How will you do this? This will not work. This will give you an error. Even if there is no group function, suppose we are looking for where salary is greater than whatever is the subquery. And then you are grouping. If you will try to do like that, even if there is no group by clause or group by aggregate function, how it will work? The where works before you are doing the grouping. So if you will try to put a condition in the where instead of having the having clause, it will just select those rows from the whole table where this condition is true. And then it will do the grouping. So it will not do, solve the same purpose. It will not work. Try to write what you have in mind. And we can discuss whether it will work the same way. But it will not work. But this will not work because what will happen? First the where clause will work. So first of all, the minimum salary thing will not work with the where clause. Even if there is no aggregate function here, even if there are simple some condition, what will happen? It will first execute the where. And once the where is executed, it will only select those rows. And then it will do group among those selected rows, which is not what we want. We are grouping all the rows. And then we are only returning those groups which satisfy our condition. So basically this having is similar to where, but having works with each of the group. Whereas where works with each of the row. So it has a different purpose altogether. Okay. So can you see here, we have used an operator which is equal to. So we must expect a single value from the inner query. But what inner query is returning? We are grouping by department ID. So if this is the table, then the inner query is returning three values because we are saying minimum salary out of every group. So we are grouping by department ID and then we are saying select minimum salary. So the inner query in this case is returning three values basically. So it is not returning a single value, it is returning you a set. And then you are using here equal to operator, which will not work. Do you remember we studied some operators which can be used in case of there is a set on the right hand side? So equal to will not work in this case, but something else can work. If you remember from our previous, we can use in operator. So if the right hand side is more than one value, we can use in, which is same as equal to one of the values. If what we are looking is equal to is present in the right hand side set of values, it can return us the correct value. So this will not work because we have used a single row operator, whereas the inner query is returning more than one values. Now suppose if the inner query does not return any value, there is no employee with the last name this, what will be the case in that case? What will be the final output? If there is no employee whose job ID is null, because the inner query is returning no value, that means null. There is no result from the inner query because there is no employee with the job ID whose last name is Haas. So if the inner query is not returning this any result, then it will be equivalent to null. And that's why the outer query will look like select something from employees where job ID is equal to null. So if there is no employee with job ID is equal to null, then the outer query will not return anything in this case. Now these are the two things you have to work on your own. Please start working. This employee's last name is Zlotky. I don't know how to pronounce properly. So you are looking for all the employees working in the same department as employee whose last name is Zlotky. Please try to work on the inner query and then write the outer query. It doesn't matter if you are misspelling any of the column or anything else. It's very simple, similar to what we have seen before. There is no group by, nothing. Simple. Would you like to try or do you want me to give you the solutions? I would prefer if you will at least try. It's okay, you have 5 minutes for one query. I don't think it will require more than 5 minutes, however you want to think. It's very simple. Maybe because I know the solution. When we know the solution, it feels very simple. Try to divide it into two. Try to write just the inner query and then think about the outer query. So basically you need to know the department of employee with last name Zlotky. What is the department of that employee? For now, forget about that exclude Zlotky part, the last two words. Just try to work on the inner query. And once you work on the inner query, let me know so that we can work step by step. Anyone figured out the inner query? Yes? Okay, can you write? Or can you tell me? I'll write. Little slowly. Okay, select department ID. Yeah. So this is our inner query. It will give us the department of employee with the last name Zlotky. Now we need to know the details of all the employees whose department is same as the department returned from this subquery. So we need to write now the outside one. Yes. Whatever works for you. Yeah? Okay, we'll talk about exclude in a moment. Thank you. So this is our query. We are finding the details of the employees whose department ID is same as the department ID of employee with the last name Zlotky. Now the last part is, so this is the way you can divide the problem into small problems and then start working in parts. Now it's saying exclude slot key. What can be the ways we can exclude slot key? Yeah. That's right. So we will have one more condition. So where can have many conditions? This was our first condition. That department ID should be same as this. And another condition we are writing. What is the symbol for not equal to? Yeah, that can also work. And this can also work. Alright, so this is the result of our query. What we have in the first problem. Can you work on the second problem? It's much more simpler than the first problem. Anyone having a problem with what we have discussed so far? Or if you are having any problem, where? So that we can repeat that stuff again. Until you tell me, I'll think that everything is fine. Okay, thank you. All right, work on the second one, please. So you need to know we are displaying all the employees whose salary is more than average salary for all the employees. So first of all, you need to figure out how to find the average salary. And that will be your inner query. Finding the average salary. That will be inner query, and then you will have the outer query. And in the end, you are ordering the result, which is order by clause. This time someone else other than those two who replied, who answered the first query. Please try someone else. In the end, whether you will learn SQL or not, according to one of you, you won't be introvert anymore. I hope SQL will also be learned at the end, but at least you will be ready to come here. Anyone else? Anyone from the first row? Second row? Yeah, please come. You don't want to come? All right. Say. Yeah. So just tell me the inner query first. So this is our inner query. What about the outer one? Anyone else? Volunteer, please. The outer part? Yes. Okay. Yes. So this is the solution. We are displaying the last name employee ID of all the employees whose salary is greater than whatever is returning from the inner query. An inner query is actually finding the average salary out of all the employees. Yes, one more part is remaining. Order by. Okay, but you don't need to write the ascending, because if you don't write anything, ascending is default. If you want to do descending, then you need to write specifically here, only in case if you want to do descending. Ascending is by default. All right. So shall we move to multi-rows subqueries then? So if the inner query is returning more than one value, multiple rows, in that case the operators we have been using so far will not work. And we need to use any of these operators, either in. We saw the use of in before, in case when we were doing the simple queries. So equal to any member in the list. List is the right hand side, the result which is returned by the inner query. Then we can use any or all also, which is equal to compares the value to each value returned by the subquery, and all compares the value to every value returned by the subquery. So see here what it is doing. Can somebody figure out what this is answering? Initially, forget about this AND condition. Just see what this part is doing. We are displaying the details of employees whose salary is less than yes. Yeah, so the inner query is returning us more than one salary. Salary of all the employees who are working on the job of IT programmer, maybe. So it is returning us multiple value. The outer query will check, compare the salary of every employee with this set which is returned from the inner. And if the employee salary is less than any of the values which is in the inside set, we will get the employee will be displayed. So and then there is one more. So in this case, what we are adding here, we are only returning the employees who are not working as IT programmer but whose salary is less than employee, any of the employee which is working, who is working as job ID IT programmer. So this is the result in that case. We can use all here also instead of any. In that case, it will only display those employees whose salary is less than all of the employees who are working as IT programmer. So if this is the subset, then only those employees will be displayed whose salary should be greater than, less than all of them. That means it should be less than 4200. And in the any case, it can be less than even 9000. Still it will be displayed. If it is less than only 6000, still it will be displayed. So this is the same query with all, and you can see here the result is different. In the previous case, here see, all of those employees are displayed whose job ID is not same as IT programmer, but whose salary is less than any of these values. And that's why an employee with the salary 5,800 is also returned, because it is less than at least these two values. And in that case, you have a smaller result, small subset of result, because we are saying that the salary should be less than all of these value. So finally, it should be less than 4,200. So see here, all the results which are displayed have salary less than 4,200. Again, the second condition is still true. So we are only getting the employees who are not working as IT programmers. We will talk about null values and everything else and multiple column subqueries tomorrow. That's all for today.